Well, for definitely for one is just to have patience and give yourself grace. It's just, I can be a perfectionist at times, and I had to learn to just kind of go with the, you know, live in flow a little bit more, not to have these hard expectations, because that's never, things are never going to be the way that you think they are. And it's almost like set those goals. I'm definitely a big goal person. Every day I work on my goals, and I think that's important. Write down your goals and work towards those every single day. Check them off the list and put more goals down.
Welcome to Songwriter Trysts. This is an intimate podcast that is connecting songwriters from all over the world. I'm singer-songwriter Ray Lee. Music saved my life, and I love talking with other artists about the power of songwriting and their journey to where they are today. This is a safe space to share stories, lessons, and emotions, all the great things that build an amazing song. Please support the podcast by subscribing, or you can buy us a coffee, all through the website songwritertrysts.com.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Elise Saunders, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. And I started in music through singing competitions. But before that, my mom was an at-home singer-songwriter. So I always thought it was a beautiful way to be able to express yourself. And that definitely had an impact on me really early on. And it was when I met my very first mentor in my hometown, called Peterborough, Ontario. And he kind of took me under his wing and showed me what it was to, you know, be able to use your own authentic voice and not just singing like the others. And we spent a lot of time, you know, in his recording studio looking at his work. And I recorded my very first album with him in Nashville, Tennessee. And it kind of set the bar high for where I wanted to go and where I knew I could go. And I've been going back and forth as a writer, and, you know, just really honing my craft as a writer and an entertainer, and just getting to know who I was as a person, because it happened really early on. Mm-hmm. And released, you know, some singles since then, and, you know, have been on all sides of the industry, learning it all, learning the business. And now we're at this point. And as you say, it's there's lots of fun. There's tough times, but it's a great feeling when you know that it's touching people and it's now making the impact
that you probably have always wanted it to, and working towards it. It sounds like there's so much that's influenced you, your mentor, your mother, and obviously everything you've done. What would you say are the highlights to you that go, those were really massive moments in my learning journey and my journey as an artist and as a songwriter?
So, yeah, really early on, having that influence of music in my life, and then meeting my very first mentor. I was still in high school, and I was trying to make that decision. Should I pursue music full time, or should I take, you know, like this other route, which I would become a teacher or something like that. And, and I decided, you know, it's worth the risk to do something I love. And it's totally changed me as a person. I wouldn't be the same person I am today. And I feel like music, you know, has saved me in many ways. And I feel like I think most people feel that way with music. Mm. And then, you know, really early on, my dad would take me around to some bars in this area close by my hometown that is a music community. And I would look up to these people and just see how amazing they were as entertainers and how they would connect with the people. And I was still underage, technically couldn't be in a bar, but I would get up and guest sing with them for a couple songs, and then we would leave. So those moments really early on impacted me. And then spending time in Nashville and just seeing, you know, the pros and the greats and how they do it, it set the bar where I was like, okay, I think it's important that I develop, and I want to reach that point of being the best I can be. And I don't think you ever stop learning in this industry, but I want to be able to leave an impact, connect with people. And I think the best way is becoming the best version of yourself in all ways. And so it's been different things along the way, and there's been a lot of no's and hard times. And I think those times make you stronger too, and just really show you where you can go and how far you can push yourself.
I think that is a big part that we don't talk about a lot, is the rejection and the thick skin that we have to develop as artists, because especially when people don't know you and you haven't had the success yet, even though you believe it massively in yourself, it can be really hard to handle, and there can be imposter syndrome and all this stuff and mental battles that we have to face before we can really get there. What do you think it was for you that really helped you through that side of being an artist as a songwriter to get to where you are now? And what do you think it was that made you push through and not quit? Because it's that, like, that's kind of that area that a lot of people don't get past that. What do you think made it different for you?
I think it was knowing my purpose. I think anybody, if you're pursuing something that's difficult like this, you have to have purpose, and that's going to keep fueling you and driving you. And that was definitely a big piece of it. And then also just knowing how people felt about my music, hearing them, send me a note online, or just seeing them in person and being like, your music affected me this way. Mm-hmm. That's what kept me going. Cause I thought, okay, I'm doing my job as a singer songwriter, and I want to make people, happy, and I want to give them healing and all the things that music can do. It's powerful. And I think that's my purpose in music, is just to inspire people, connect with people, and bring them in on the journey, and to show that, like, you never give up. And to always, hopefully leave people on a high note. That's always my goal, is just to try to uplift. So purpose and knowing who your fans are and hearing from them how your music touches them.
That's a real gift, I think, as an artist, to understand what your purpose is as an artist. And I think that's all our goals, right, is to inspire and uplift and encourage people through our music and art and what we do. How do you think you became so sure of that? Like, how did you really, or when did you really understand that that's what it was for you? Does that really happen?
I would say it's been a lot of soul searching. It's not that I necessarily knew early on. It was more that I just knew I had this love for art and expression. And I grew up dancing and, visual art and all kinds of art. I just love art in general and being able to express. And then it was music that I thought, okay, I love to be able to express myself that way. And I like that it pushes me outside my comfort zone and to see how it impacts people. I was like, that's so cool. Yeah. And then it was probably once I got out of my way and got out of my head, because it's, early on I was a shy kid, but I was this inner performer. And once I got out of my brain and out of my way, I was like, this is an amazing feeling. And then any time that I would be going through the struggle part of it and thinking, I want to be there, why am I not there yet? And just realizing it's more about enjoying the journey and to accept the journey, and that everybody's journey is different. And then, just spending that time with myself and being like, okay, what drives me? Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Because if I don't know my why, then I could quit tomorrow. But it's like, there's a why, there's a reason. What is it? And just kind of, did a lot of that introspective stuff. And I really enjoy doing a lot of self-development and just learning, by going on YouTube and just learning from, other online mentors and podcasts and all those things. So just doing the inner work, I think, is important.
I agree. It's really important. And I enjoy that side of things as well. I think it makes you a student of life. Do you think there was like a specific experience for you that made you like dive into that becoming the student of life and soul searching, like something that kind of goes, well, this is what it was that kind of gave you that drive?
I think a couple of things. With my parents separated at a young age, I feel like that made me a little bit more of an emotional kid at a young age, where I feel like it was a lot maybe to deal with at the time. And so it makes you go in to yourself a little closer, a little sooner, which it's tough, but at the same time, it's like, in a strange way, it's that we need these experiences for art, and we need these experiences to be able to connect with others. So having that early on, and then it was probably when everybody else was going away to school, and I was just, in this small town, and all my friends left, and it felt like everybody was leaving me. And I kept thinking, this career path that I've chosen, it's like, there's different ways you can do it, but everybody's path is different. And it's hard to figure out like where do I go next? And during that phase, it was like, okay, everybody's left me. Now I'm on my own. Now I got to figure out the next steps in my path. So I think it was during those times. It was just like going from child to adult, I guess, and just kind of growing up.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. That's really personal, but I think it's also really relatable. Like that abandonment at a young age and the struggle between relationships, and it's so interesting that you've chosen a career that's so cliche, that as musicians, classically musicians, go through multiple divorces and massive relationship trauma. And I was just talking with other people about this on another podcast, actually, about that, like, seems to be the hardest thing is to have a stable, healthy relationship while also trying to have a music career. How has that impacted you? Do you have a significant other that you are in a relationship with? And how do you manage to keep that balance?
That's a great question. So I have my high school sweetheart, and that's been a blessing. And also difficult too in its own way. But I think, you know, early on, us being in high school together, I hadn't even fully made the decision of this was my career path. I was still trying to figure out all of those things. So he kind of signed up without knowing that that was going to happen.
And you dragged him along.
So, so I feel like it's been an amazing thing, though, our journey just as a relationship is just that we've grown together, we've grown up together. So with that, though, it's not an easy career path. I say it all the time to other, you know, upcoming artists that this is not something that a lot of people in relationships can handle. So it is, you have to find kind of the special one that, that, you know, is okay with it, that you're going to have time apart and you have to have a lot of trust with each other. And, and I think there's always obviously room for healthy jealousy, but there can't be jealousy in a relationship, especially in this career. Yeah. And he really understands who I am because we grew up together, I think. Yeah. And we have the same, you know, morals and beliefs and all those things. So, but with that said, it was quite a development journey too, and not perfect. Yeah. And it's been its own journey, but it's been an amazing thing that my music journey and my relationship journey has kind of happened at the same time.
I love that. I respect that. And I think it's so beautiful that you've actually both been able to grow through it together. And I think that's kind of one of the signs to me of a strong relationship is people that are be able to grow together and have good communication, especially in this industry. But I personally, as an artist, have found that that is the hardest thing about being an artist is it puts so much pressure on relationships in all areas, not just romantic ones, but also friendships and all sorts of things. And so it's something that really needs to be nurtured and worked on as well as everything else. Otherwise it gets lost. So I really appreciate you sharing that. I mean, it's not something I actually normally talk about on this podcast, but it's been coming up a lot lately, and you just gave such a great example of how things can really work out well. So thank you. Tell me about this new single, Never Have I Ever. It's such a great song and it's doing so well for you. Where did it come from? Did you co-write it? What's the story behind it?
Well, thank you. I'm so happy you love it too. So Never Have I Ever, I wrote it with my good friend Jason Blaine at his family home in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple of years ago. So when I go into writing sessions, doesn't always happen this way, but a lot of the time it does. I don't always know what I'm going to go into the session with. It's more like, how do I feel today? Like, what is popping out of the pile? Because I usually have like a whole, like us, many of us writers, I have a whole list of ideas and titles. And I'm like, what is sticking out today? What's poking out today saying I need to be written today? Yeah. And it was Never Have I Ever. And I was kind of just fiddling around and playing on guitar. And I had this melody idea. And I was playing with this title, Never Have I Ever. And I love playing on words as a songwriter with titles. I like those double meanings. And so Never Have I Ever is based off the drinking game turned flirty love song.
It's about
a couple that are, spilling their truths and feeling a type of way they never felt before. So I think it's super relatable that way.
Yeah.
And it wrote itself in a couple hours and I knew it was a special one and I waited till the right time to release it. So feel good song.
Yeah, I love it. And you're right, it can take a while for songs to be birthed into the world. It's kind of not to force it. You just got to let it be what it's going to be when it's going to be. I'm so glad that you've had that and that you've come through. I want to know now that you've kind of got through there, what are some of the biggest lessons that you now know that maybe you wish you had known younger and would be good advice for people who are a little bit behind where you're at as songwriters?
Well, for definitely for one is just to have patience and give yourself grace. It's just, I can be a perfectionist at times, and I had to learn to just kind of go with the, you know, live and flow a little bit more, not to have these hard expectations, because that's never, things are never going to be the way that you think they are. And, it's almost like set those goals. I'm definitely a big goal person. Every day I work on my goals, and I think that's important. Write down your goals and work towards those every single day. Check them off the list and put more goals down. You know, align yourself with people that you look up to, that could be mentors to you, that can offer you solid advice and kind of guide you on your journey. And I think I wish that I had aligned with like the proper team early on. I didn't necessarily know who to look for, who to find. But I think aligning with the right people that are doing all of the things that you want to accomplish is huge. So just doing your research and thinking, this person does the kind of marketing style I like, and this person is a great writer, and I want to be able to learn and become that kind of writer. And I want to work with this producer. So it was more like I was just putting feelers out and thinking, okay, wherever I can land, I can land. But I think it's important going in with a strategy and look at the people that you like their work and see if they'd be open to talking or working with you.
And reaching out, how have you found like the response rate to reaching out to people? Has it been through a friend, or you've known them, or have you just like cold reached out to some people, and how's that gone for you?
I think it's been a little bit of both, but for me, the best approach has always been getting to know people first, getting to build that relationship and that friendship first. I used to be that type where I'd go around with my business card and think, hi, my name's Elise Saunders. If you ever want to work together, and they're like, I don't know who you are.
Who are you?
And so then I learned it's all about building friendships. And then sometimes those friendships turn into working relationships. But either way, I think it's just in this industry, friendships are probably the most important thing. And you don't have to work with that person. It's going to feel organic. Don't force it. But yeah, it's a combination of those outreach after I've met the person or I've built that, you know, rapport. And then if I am working with a team, they might recommend somebody and reach out. But for the most part, I like to build a connection with somebody. I think that's important.
I agree. I think our relationships and our friendships make us rich, above and beyond anything else. It's what makes life enjoyable. It's also what causes the most amount of heartbreak and pain. But I think it's that journey that just makes it that's what life is. Anyway, that's my opinion. Okay, so if you could collaborate with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Amazing question. I think it would be awesome. I have a few, but I think it'd be awesome to meet and collaborate with Shania Twain, because she's one of my heroes. Yeah, I grew up thinking she was one of the ones that I decided this is the reason why I'm getting into country music. I just think she's such a powerhouse, and everything she stands for. I just think her story is amazing. Just
she's
to know what she's
power,
come from.
Doesn't she?
Like, she does. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Magnetic.
And I just, so it's like, I would take pieces of watching her and think, okay, how can I, you know, learn from that? So it'd be awesome. She'd be my number one, but I think it'd be so cool to meet Dolly Parton. Martina McBride definitely had an impact on me as a singer growing up. And someone that's passed, I think it'd be awesome to meet Elvis, because what an entertainer.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I loved it. I just went to Graceland recently in Memphis.
First time.
Have you been? It was so cool.
I haven't. It's on my bucket list. And it's funny because I go that way and I never get a chance to go to Graceland. So it's on my list.
That was the same. I'd been so many times to Nashville just to record and like songwrite, but I'd never been a tourist. And I was like, this time I'm going to be a tourist. I'm going to go to all the things, and I'm going to go to Memphis and do all the museums and things like that. It was really cool. So I highly recommend it. And I allowed myself to go into flow state a little bit more this time. Whereas, you know, like when you go there, you're like, I've got to make the most of every, you know, second I have and meet with everyone and co-write as much as possible. And I had been to Nashville so many times, and yet I'd never seen Nashville. I don't know if you feel like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you go to somewhere a lot, but you don't actually know anything about the actual location because you're so busy working.
I think it's so important to do that. I do. And I'm trying to do more of that as well. When I have shows out of state, out of province or out of the country. If I'm going somewhere, I do try, if I can, I try to make an effort to go sightseeing as a tourist, because I just think it's so cool, because our work, I think we're really lucky because we get to meet so many amazing people and we get to see so many places. So yeah. It would be such an unfortunate thing not to be able to, you know, just go around and see these places, because we have such an adventurous life. So it's like, yeah, might as well soak it up.
And like what you said about connecting with people, when we connect to their history and their land, and then we see what they're doing and their culture, for me, it makes me feel like I feel more connected as a human to the human race rather than just where I'm from. So I'm a big history buff and I love all, like, museums and stuff like that. But it could just be me. But I think as an artist, it helps when you're writing as well. Like, it just adds more tools to the bucket as a human being.
It really
being.
Does.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm a big history buff too. And yeah. And I think, that's what it's all about, is those experiences. And I think as writers, we're sponges. So it's like collecting as much, you know, from the people in the area as possible, and then you can somehow get inspired and put in a song somewhere.
Right. Well, Canada is definitely on my bucket list, and it's been on there for quite a while, so I need to, like, get off my butt and get over there. But
yes,
your
please.
Song is doing so well in Australia. Are you planning on coming over? Are you any tour dates or anything like that, festivals?
100%. It's been on my bucket list too. It's so cool to see the Australian country music scene. And I hear that Australia has some of the very best country music fans. I would love to. And it's definitely going to be in the near future. I hope. I would love to visit this winter if I can. I don't see why not, especially with, you know, Australia now, you know, accepting my music. I think that would be great. And even just to go and just check out the music scene to start, I would love that. But it's on my bucket list to play shows too. I think that'd be a blast.
Well, we would love to have you. And if you do come, please let me know. I'll definitely want to come see you play and support everything you're doing. Is there anything else you would like to share with people listening about who you are or music or things that are coming up? I'm going to put all your social links so people can connect with you and your music on the blog, which will be on songwriterist.com, attached to this podcast. But is there anything else you would like to share? News?
Well, thank you for listening. If you're tuning in, I do have new music coming out this Canadian summer. So
in June,
more music, going to keep it going. So new music video, more shows. I'll be going back and forth doing more writing, and I got that publishing deal now. So I'm continuing to write with other artists as well and their projects. Thank you. But yeah, just keep the ball rolling and see where things go.
I think that's so exciting. Well, if there's anything that I can do to help with Australian touring or travel, please let me know, because that's just what I'm here to do, is not just write amazing songs and collaborate with people, but also support other people as much as possible. And I really enjoyed this chat. So thank you so much for making the time to come on and share so vulnerably about not just your music, but your life and your career and how it's been going for you and all the lessons you've learned. I'm sure it's really valuable for me. So thank you so much. I'm so inspired by you. But also I'm sure everyone else who's listening has been inspired and encouraged by what you're doing as well. So thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I love everything that you're doing as well. And, you know, bringing new listeners to new voices, new faces. I think that's so important too. And that's the beautiful thing about online, is we can do that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the questions too, and making me dive a little deeper, because, you know, sometimes it's like those 15-minute interviews and it's just, you know, about the single. So it's nice to get into a little deeper make it more about the human than you know, the music and the songs. And that's the goal, right? Is to hopefully inspire other artists too.
Thanks for joining our songwriter Trist today. To join the family and keep up to date with future podcasts, you can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Please leave a review and subscribe. To support the podcast or contact me or our guest, please go to the website songwritertrists.com. Crowd, no one can hear me. Wish I could